Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, June 17th, 2016, and on today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the right of free people to defend themselves. By now, we know about as much about what happened in Orlando as the government will allow us to know. The media will not actually conduct an investigation. Instead, it will just repeat the government's version of the story over and over until enough of us accept it as the truth and condemn anyone who doesn't believe it. I won't repeat the media stories of the actual event then, because I would rather examine the reaction to the event. President Obama took a while to frame his response. Finally speaking to the nation at 2 p.m. the day after the attack, he said the shooting was being investigated as both a hate crime and an act of terrorism. Quote, "This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or a nightclub. And we have to decide if that's the kind of country we want to be, and to actively do nothing is a decision as well," end quote. The Orlando attack does not easily fit the left's usual narrative for how these things work. The shooter is supposed to be from a bad, politically incorrect group when he attacks a good, politically correct group. For example, this time the shooter was a registered Democrat. That fact should surprise no one, since most Muslims are registered Democrats. I suppose they understand that the Democratic Party supports the destruction of European civilization and its values through multiculturalism and diversity. The Republican Party supports those things as well, but they are ashamed of their support, so they are not as open about it. Everywhere we look now, we have one official narrative pushed upon us. The government, the media, educational associations, and entertainment all tell us that the good people have the moral high ground and therefore should be able to dictate and control the agenda. The good people, as they define them, are homosexuals, transsexuals, Muslims, people of color, women, feminist men, left-leaning people of all colors, and other victim groups. Differences that may occasionally occur between these groups should not divert our attention from the fact that they are all victims and therefore all good people. Everyone else is, by elimination, then, bad people. Traditional men and women of all colors, conservatives of all colors, theologically conservative Christians, Trump supporters, and of course, supporters of the Constitution Party are all bad people. The bad people try to spoil the world for the good people by arguing that self-defense is a basic human right, and they will not be disarmed and they will not be enslaved. The influence of the bad people can be minimized, though, by importing good people into the country to try to dilute the influence of the bad people. So the borders are left wide open. Muslims are invited and encouraged to immigrate to Europe and America. This entire line of reasoning was dealt a serious blow by the attack in Orlando. According to President Obama, the shooting was the fault of all the average bad people for not loving the gay community enough. Quote, "We need the strength and courage to change," he said, end quote. But the shooter was not an average guy, since he was clearly in the good person camp. He pledged his allegiance to ISIS. He was interviewed at least twice by the FBI for links to terrorism. And he reportedly told them that he someday wanted to be a martyr. His ex-wife even said that he was gay. How can you get any better than that? There are at least 9 countries, all predominantly Muslim countries. Those countries are Yemen, Iran, Iraq, Mauritania, Nigeria, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, and Sudan. All these countries openly support the death penalty for homosexuality as dictated by Sharia law. ISIS repeatedly releases videos of homosexuals being thrown off high buildings and beheaded. Their culture and ideology had nothing to do with the attack, Mrs. Clinton said. And the president thinks Mr. Trump's immigration policy insults these people. This is a culture and an ideology in which sex between male members is accepted. and rape of small boys is commonplace, but which throws gays off buildings and makes videos of it. The, quote, good people in this struggle seem to have believed their own propaganda because religion plays no role in their lives. They assume it plays no role in anyone else's life either. They cannot begin to imagine that people actually live by the words of a book written 1,500 years ago, which tells them to kill unbelievers. To Muslims, the penalty for homosexuality is death, whether in America or in Saudi Arabia. In Europe and America, Muslims have enough numbers to mount repeated attacks, especially attacks from lone wolf killers such as in Orlando, yet the policy of the U.S. government, as echoed by the president and by Mrs. Clinton, is to claim that Islamic terror has nothing to do with Islam, and to demand that the American people be disarmed as a result. There are reasons why attacks usually occur in gun-free zones and not at NRA conventions. People in gun-free enclaves are not only unarmed, but they have a let's just cower in fear and hope he doesn't kill me mindset. No one rushes the shooter while he is changing magazines. They just wait to die. The surveillance state and a disarmed people are the government's answer. But that is not the correct answer. In this world, there are wolves and there are sheep. But there are also sheepdogs. If you pull the sheepdog's teeth, the wolves will eat the sheep. Disarmed people are defeated people, just as a defeated army stacks its arms in front of the victorious general. Armed people are free because they have the means of resistance in their hands. The American colonists were threatened with disarmament by the British Army, and they rose to rebellion. Defense of oneself and one's family is everybody's responsibility. The government cannot and will not do this for you. The all-knowing, all-powerful state, which of course is run totally by good people, wants a disarmed, defeated people under surveillance every second of every day, with every penny earned and every penny spent all recorded for their inspection. We as a free people have to debunk the lies that undermine this status approach to life and to living. Remember that self-defense is a basic human right. Don't believe the state's lies. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.